Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are
Jane Pratt
and Robin Quine. As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our features this week are about Little Italy and betting a cow. Yes, you heard that right. But first, here's information desk.
There are a few messages this week. Firstly, Mrs. Ellen Berry, thank you very much for the stamps. We will send them to the NNAB for their collection. Secondly, apologies to Lucy Wilkinson and Mr. Michael Taylor that you did not receive your memory sticks. We are unsure what has happened, as according to our records, they were sent out. We will send you the missing memory sticks together with this week's recording. Sorry, Mrs. Maria Vela, that you received an extra wallet. It must have been a bit confusing. We will correct our records and ensure that it does not happen again. And finally, we have a rather unusual question for Mr. Roger Wheeler. Are you missing a nut and bolt? In your wallet, there was the memory stick and a fairly large metal nut and bolt marked BFC and 4.8. Is this yours, and would you like us to return it to you? If yes, please ring the office answer phone on 01603 765 365 to leave a message.
Ever fancied playing bowls? Well, now's your chance. The Norwich Visually Handicapped Bowls Club is always looking for new members. They meet every Wednesday morning from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at County Arts, Plumstead Road, Norwich. Even if you can't play bowls, please go along, as you can be taught if you so wish, and it is a marvellous way to meet people and enjoy yourself. So join in the fun and relax afterwards with a cup of tea and biscuits. For more information, contact Brian Deakins on 01603 648 610.
Are you interested in going to the Theatre Royal in Norwich to see The Girl on the Train? Her only escape is the perfect couple she watches through the train window every day, happy and in love, or so it appears. Based on the best-selling novel by Paula Hawkins, on Saturday the 6th of July, with an audio description and a touch tour of the stage and props, the cost is £33.50. To book, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 973 216. Note the new number. Or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk by the 10th of May.
If you'd like to have a go at basket weaving, painting, making sculptures, working with textiles, clay or papier-mâché, then why not come along to the NNAB's Arts and Crafts sessions? These are held at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Norwich on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The cost of each session is £3. If you are interested, please ring Mark or Elaine on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith at nnab.org.uk.
One of our listeners, Mrs. Laura Clifton, has asked us to mention the following. A choir meets at Valley Primary Academy School, Norwich, NR58XZ, every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. All are welcome. No singing experience is necessary. There are some visually impaired members, so you would not be alone. The main idea is to enjoy yourself and, as Laura said, to let your hair down. The choir sometimes goes out to sing to various people, for instance to care homes or for the Christmas fair at the school. There is a charge of £1.50 per session. Refreshments are provided. Parking is available, and entry to the school is either from Gentry Place or Noland Grove. If you're interested, please phone Mrs. Laura Clifton on 07554 671 871. That is 07554 671 871.
Music Mondays take place at the NNEB's Bradbury Activity Centre. Please note that there will not be a Music Monday meeting on the 13th of May, but meetings will continue as usual on Monday, the 10th of June. Please contact Mark Smith at the NNEB for further information on 01603 973 216. And that's all from Information Desk this week.